Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First, we want to start things off with one of the heavy hitters when it comes to NFL insiders from SiriusXM. He is Adam Kaplan. Hey, Adam, how are you? And welcome to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How you doing, my friend?
Guys, good to talk to you. Yeah, I heard you mention the MAC conference. I was at Ohio U for 3 years. I miss Bobcat country and the MAC. When I was, just to give you an idea, when I was there in the mid to late 80s, this is when Dan Marley, who would later be a first-round draft pick, and the NBA was there with Central Michigan, so that's how long ago I was in Athens, Ohio.
Wow, you're almost a Dave Jamerson kind of guy then.
Yeah,
huh?
Dave, actually, you ready? Okay, ready for this one? Dave okay. Was a freshman, my third year there, I'm going to say, and we actually, I knew he could shoot. I didn't know who he was, and it was probably his first 2 days on campus in the fall. We were playing basketball, we were playing pickup, and he said, could I play? I'm like, man, who is this guy? He must have drilled like 10 shots in a row. I'm like, that's Dave Jamerson, who would wind up being a first-round draft pick of the Houston Rockets. Pretty crazy, huh?
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
Local guy.
Just real quick, Jeff, my one Jamerson story, I don't know how we got down this road really quick, but I just remember playing at Kent State when he was playing for Ohio University, and you remember both Jeff and I went to Kent, Adam, just so you know, but there's a K on the floor that's just past the half-court line. And I remember watching Jamerson go down the floor, step on the K like there was no problem, and boom, burying a three from like the bench. It was that guy could shoot, man.
He was awesome. He's your typical two guard back then. Yeah, he had good size. He just never made it. Unfortunately, I remember talking to Charles Barkley about it probably about 10 years ago. He's like, look, he came in, and he just with the Rockets, it was they gave him too much of an expectation, and he just didn't live up to it. But man, you're right, he could flat out shoot.
And he's from play. All right, Adam. Let's
about
get
15
to,
minutes
from
Kent State, so there you go. In Stowe.
Yeah, Stowe. All right, before we get killed for not talking football with you in the short window that we have, just your thoughts on the Browns. And, you know, I keep looking back at the Browns and saying the expectations we had of this team a year ago probably should be placed on them right now. Is that a fair assessment?
I'm not so sure about that. I would say this. I spent 2 days with the Browns last year in training camp with the Colts in Indy, and there were a couple things that stood out to me. Number one, their offensive line on paper was going to be bad, and it was bad. So that, and Andrew Berry, the new general manager, has done a great job of addressing it. You have to be careful, and it's funny when we talk about expectations last season. Look at how many times they're on national television. Well, clearly the NFL thought they were going to be a great team, and they weren't. They were sometimes fun to watch. There were some great stories. Nick Chubb was one of them. But you know, you've yet another front office, you've yet another coaching staff, and let's just let it happen. I think it's going to be excited. Let's just see what happens. Don't put expectations that they're going in division. They're not. Baltimore's way better than them. Let's just let it happen. But I would also give Andrew Berry credit. He has done a tremendous job, and they had a lot of needs. He addressed as many as he could. He did a good job of – it's more about football with him than most people understand. People – knocked him for having the analytics background, but if you really look at the way that they drafted, it was more about talent and character and competitiveness. So right now, just on paper, I think Barry's done a tremendous job.
did that catch you off guard, Adam? You know, we weren't sure what to, you know, what to expect. I loved his work in free agency, and then I thought, well, let's see what he does in the draft.
Exactly.
And I thought he did a nice job in the draft. Did you expect any of this out of Andrew?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know Andrew, so I just wasn't sure. You know, I talked to people with him in Cleveland before in Philly. You like that he started his career with the great Bill Polian, who I work with at ESPN, so you know he had a good football background, and he was given a variety of tasks, probably more than a normal high-end personnel person would have with the Eagles that wasn't a general manager. So he touched everything, contracts, cap, analytics, tape watching, coach recruitment. He headed up some of the research, I'm told, on assistant coaches over the years, over this year that he was with the Eagles. So he had a really diverse background. You like that. He's also very young. He also, by the way, here's a little nugget on Andrew Berry. I actually talked to a scout who scouted him at Harvard. Pretty good cornerback, but he just didn't have the top-end speed that you like, and he decided to go into personnel, and it's been a pretty good story. Yeah, and to end that, just my discussion of Andrew, I'm a little bit surprised at how well he did because it's his first-ever draft, and you wonder how a guy who has been kind of on the fast track would do in his first draft, but he didn't reach for anything. He took the players where they were supposed to go. You're right, he did a good job of addressing needs in the draft, and so far, so good.
All right, Adam, no truth to the rumors that you're the one in Indianapolis last year when they were doing those workouts with the Colts, right? The fighting, and we're going to fight.
I got to tell you, though, it was that was actually where Odell Beckham Jr.'s they played, I should mention, this is when they started to play down the injury that he had, and it wound up being more significant than we expected. So we'll see what happens here, but the Browns are going to be a fun team once again.
Adam, right, let me throw this at you.
Go ahead, Adam.
Hang on, just real quick. You looked at the Browns' offensive line last year. I think a lot of us are looking at the Browns' linebackers the same way this year, with trying to figure out if that's going to be a major problem for the Browns. When you're talking about, like right now, you could probably look at the depth chart and say, you're looking at Mack Wilson, who's got a little bit of experience, and you've got Sione Takitaki that didn't do a whole lot, and Jacob Phillips, the rookie, at linebacker. I mean, and when you look at the Browns' defense, are you concerned that that would be a major hole once you get past Myles Garrett or Larry Ogunjobi or Sheldon Richardson?
Yeah, it's definitely a weakness. If I'm talking the Browns, the jobs are pretty much wide open. Because remember, they have a new coaching staff, new coordinator, new linebackers coach is Jason Tarver, who came from Vanderbilt. He was a defensive coordinator before with the Raiders, and he and Joe Woods actually were for Tarver when the two were in Oakland. So it would be 43 defense. That is certainly a weakness. But I'll be honest with you, I talked to general managers for years about this. If you're going to be weak at one position, let it be at linebacker. You're not going to be great at – you're not going to solve every issue in one offseason. I'll give you a little nugget here. So 2 years ago, I was in training camp with the Niners, and I'm in John Lynch's office. And they were – look, they were 2017 was bad. It was the first draft he and Kyle Shanahan together. And their roster looked like it was a little bit better. And I said, well, what do you think? He goes, I want to show you something. He takes out this laminated card that says you cannot solve every issue in one offseason. And he goes, he and Kyle use that so they don't get desperate and try to go for the quick fix. Because when you go for the quick fix, this is what John Dorsey did, and this is really, he didn't do a bad job, but he tried to just, it was a grab bag of players and misfit personnel moves, and some worked out, some didn't. You can't solve every one issue, and clearly the issue right now in defense is linebacker. That's not even debatable.
Adam, you mentioned Odell Beckham, and he clearly needed surgery, has had it, has talked about coming back and being bigger, faster, stronger than ever, ready to roll. Will we ever see the Odell Beckham who was Hall of Fame talent in his first 3 years with the Giants, or do you think that guy is gone?
Well, here's the thing about Odell. You don't have to worry about him now not being healthy. He's healthy. Like he had the sports hernia surgery, so that's taken care of. That's healed. He'll be good to go. But because they're going to be, as I understand it, a heavy 12 personnel offense, which one back, two tight ends, two receivers. Austin Hooper got that monster deal. You're going to see David Njoku play. Harrison Bryan, hopefully, who I talked to Charlie Weiss about. Charlie Weiss's son coached at the school that Harrison Bryan played at. Charlie's very high on him because he, in his grading of him, thinks he's a really good all-around tight end. So it doesn't have to go through Odell. I think that's the one thing the fans should understand about this offense. the way that Kevin Stefanski runs his offense with Alex Van Pelt, it's going to be a controlled offense, and it's going to work off the run game with Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and also at times they're going to use Andy Janovitz, who they traded for, who's a fullback. So I don't think it has to all be on Odell as long as he's healthy. The issue has not been talent with Odell; it's just been staying on the field. He's had a lot of injuries over his career.
Adam, are there any free agents the Browns should still be looking at and trying to be hot and heavy over right now?
The one thing I know from talking to people close to the situation, they've kept an eye on Jadeveon Clowney, and Clowney's money right now, when you look at it, you really struggle to think he's going to make anywhere close to what he wanted. And anytime you get past the draft, things change. I know. By the way, Olivier Vernon's contract, he is on the team, and I've talked to the Browns about him. They do like him. I would be shocked if he starts the season with the salary that he has. Good football player, if he's still on the team. Right now, again, he is. They have no plans to cut him. I wasn't talking about that. But Vernon is making, on the final year of his deal, $15.25 million. That's a lot of money for a guy that is a good football player, not a great football player. So keep an eye on that in terms of his contract. But overall, I would say, again, we're only in May here, and I kind of pegged the Browns right last season in terms of their win total. I still think they're going to be around 8 or 9 wins. I don't think it'll be any more than that. I think we need to be realistic. Just let it happen, folks. It's not going to be a great football team, but the good thing is you've got some good people. Stefanski's background with sports and growing up in Philly, and his dad is the former NFL NBA general manager, and Andrew Berry's a grounded person. You've got some good football people in your building. I've covered this team, the Browns, since somewhere and putting scoops out on them since 02 or 03. I've been through a lot with this football team in terms of reporting and all the backstabbing, all the nonsense that's going on. This is what I could tell you about this group. This is about the best group that Jimmy Haslam's put together. I expect over time, if Jimmy's patient, that he will actually win.
So they need to get John Lynch to send them a copy of that card and put it
I'm
up.
I'm telling
in every
you, man.
Office, right?
I should text John and ask him, hey, could you send them that card? But Andrew, look, Andrew's been very measured. Andrew's done a really good job, and I'm hoping to make it to training camp. But unfortunately, right now, I don't know if that's going to be possible with what we're going on. But if so, I'm going to be there for 2 days. We'll see what happens.
Awesome.
All right. So just to clarify, if you think they get to 9, that could mean they're a playoff team with an extra playoff team.
It could. Yeah. I mean, again, we're only in May now. Let's be careful here. Right. They can't even have any practices. But Baltimore is by far the best team in the AFC North. In fact, if the season started now, I picked them to be number one. Tom Brady's no longer in the AFC. We're with the Patriots. I think it's Kansas City. It's Baltimore. Then after that, it's you could say Houston. Tennessee, I picked last year to win the AFC South. They didn't. They did get in the playoffs. Who's to say the Browns can't be in that 9-win category? But remember now, folks, new coaching staff, not getting an offseason with these players, new front office. We need to be patient here a little bit.
Adam, thank you. And on behalf of Bobcat Nation, is that actually a thing, Bobcat Nation?
Battling Bobcats, as I used to have on my sweatshirt, yes.
Nice.
Okay. Well, that and the marching band rock in Athens.
And yeah, don't talk about the other stuff that we're not allowed to talk about on the radio. I'm sure you can figure out what else they like there in Athens.
Oh,
I would know about that.
Thank you, Adam.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but,
No.
Something about mushrooms. I don't know what that means.
Goodbye. Adam, we'd love to have you on again soon, too.
Guys,
thanks,
anytime.
Adam.
Thank you. See you.
Thank you, Adam.
Adam Kaplan, nice enough to join us from SiriusXM. He is their NFL insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.